Oh, it's off. So we're doing a tweet up, which is basically, I don't know if you've ever heard of Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody must have heard of Twitter by now. And what happens is normally you get a group of people together, anywhere from 25 to 100, 150 people. And we wanted to do a hyper-local, sustainable, eco tweet up. So that means getting people from, you know, all different areas to do with sustainability, and bring them to Derbyshire, and bring them down to Derbyshire. Because mainly most events are in London, you see.
Yeah.
So what's your name?
Jerry.
So Jerry, tell me a little bit about this owl that you've got sitting on your hand.
Well, this is Misty. She's 7 years old, and she's a captive bred barn owl. She's been kindly donated to Conkers by Nick Spellman, who is our animal man entertainer, and he comes during the school holidays. And once barn owls have been bred in captivity, they can never be released to the wild. So basically, we've provided a nice home for Misty at Conkers, and we use her in our education talks to the public to educate people basically on the plight of barn owls and how their numbers have been declining in the wild.
Beautiful colours.
She's lovely, yeah. She's beautiful plumage. This is a female, which you can tell by the black specks on her breast, which the males don't have.
So how long has she been here? Again?
She's only been here about 10 days now, just over.
Okay. So what's your background for working at Conkers?
How long have you been here and where did you come from before?
Well, I'm actually an ex-soldier. Okay. I'm from Kilkenny in South East Ireland. I did a lot of travelling around the world. I trekked in the jungles in Borneo and camped out in national parks, and during my travels I became aware of lots of environmental degradation happening around the planet, and I suppose I became impassioned and wanted to play my part in preserving the natural world and educating the next generation on how we can help the planet. So really I resolved to play my part, and luckily, by chance really, I found a job here at Conkers as a ranger where I get to interact with school groups and educate people. So it
sounds pretty fulfilling. I can tell you're pretty happy about the whole situation. So what does a ranger do on a day-to-day?
Oh, well, it's a very varied role. We've got to be very adaptable, because one day you could be with nursery kids, the next day you're with teenagers or corporate groups or special needs groups. So we're never bored. There's always something new every day. So annually, we have over 40,000 people on environmental education visits. And then on our quieter periods, we've got to do the upkeep of the park. So we fix fences, do some woodland management, wetland management, build nesting boxes for the birds.
I was going to say, so Steve told me the other day that it only costs £38 roughly to build that little thing down there, because you use wood from here, right?
Yeah, we used all timber sourced on site, and our maintenance crew are absolutely fantastic. I mean, they should be on Scrap Heap Challenge. They just got together pieces from everywhere.
They probably will be now that you've said that.
Yeah, I mean, they are very talented. I've got to give all the credit to them for that. So, yeah, my next plan now is to start working not just in Conkers but the wider area, and start getting some owl nesting boxes put up in the wider area, and hopefully encourage more wild owls to the area. And Misty can play a role there too, but because of the simple fact that she's here at Conkers, at night time she'll become very active and she'll screech a lot, because barn owls, they're also known as screech owls, they're very noisy. So by her screeching at night time, it should hopefully attract other owls to the area. And one of the problems affecting owls is a lack of roosting sites, because all the old barns are being knocked down and they don't have as many areas. So if we provide some nesting boxes and some maybe juvenile owls come to the area, they can find a home and hopefully stay in the area.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem.